Then in the next verse, Venerable Geshe says, to permanently liberate all mother living beings from suffering and mistaken appearance, I will attain the union of the state of enlightenment through the practice of the six perfections. So, this is actually this verse teaching us to take the Bodhisattva vow. So implicit in this verse is we already generated bodhicitta. Bodhicitta came, like Geshe-la says, when we, if we look at it from the point of view of trying to achieve our goal, the deep wish that we have to benefit others, you know, bodhicitta has these two wishes, two aspirations. How do we accomplish that? We get to a point where our wish is infinitely bigger than our ability. This is, you know, Geshe-la calls this a predicament. We experience a predicament. We have this wish. You can't single out and say, well, I'm really going to cherish these living beings. Oh, sorry, I don't have time for these ones. And these are just going to have to continue to suffer because it's beyond my capacity. Buddhas don't have limitations. They don't have limited capacity. Their mind wishes equally for every single living being to be free. And they wish to do it themselves. In their heart, they yearn to free all living beings from their suffering. But before we become a Buddha, we have this compassion, but we say, our compassion can't do that. We can sincerely wish, but it's not. We don't have the power, actually, to free others from suffering. So we have this huge wish and limited capacity to fulfill it. And then we think it through. Only a Buddha, only an enlightened being, who is completely free from all self-interest, who's totally given over to others and who has fulfilled within his or her mind, fulfilled all of the trainings, completed, I should say, all of the trainings, giving, moral discipline, patience and so forth, become fully accomplished, developed every potential in their mind to the full. Only such a person can fulfill that wish. So it comes naturally from that predicament. Well, then I need to become a Buddha. I need to become enlightened, otherwise I have a wish I can't fulfill. All this stuff comes naturally. As soon as we exchange or begin the process of exchanging, these thoughts come naturally. The bodhicitta comes as a deep wish. I want to become enlightened, no question. Because there's no other way to fulfill this wish, and I can't get rid of this wish, the wish to liberate all living beings from their suffering. So just let that evolve, and then there comes a point where we make some commitment. We take the bodhisattva vow. We dedicate now, until we attain enlightenment, we dedicate every minute of our life, waking or sleeping, to benefiting other living beings through the practice of the six perfections, so that we can liberate them from suffering and from mistaken appearance. Both. If I have time, I'll talk about mistaken appearance. So, can you feel this dedication, this commitment evolving from these beautiful meditations Geshe-la's taught us in these special verses? If you go with the poetry, the deep inner poetry, there comes something special. I have to commit. It's not something that I just think about in the mornings and then go off and be ordinary. My mothers are drowning. You know, I remember one time when there were many, many, and still are, many people migrating from troubled lands, trying to come to Europe across the Mediterranean, and many, many were drowning. I read unbelievable stories of mothers, literally with their last breath, as the salt water is entering their lungs, throwing their baby to somebody in a boat, hoping that somebody would catch and save them, and the baby drowned. Also, I read these horrifying stories again and again and again. This is really drowning in an ocean of suffering. And that very same ocean, Mediterranean, on the shores of that ocean, there are other living beings sunbathing. For them, it's an object of pleasure. Samsara is unbelievable. Unbelievable. So we think, do I want to do that? Do I want to sunbathe on the shores of an ocean in which my mothers are drowning? Is that what I'm going to do with my life? There comes this feeling, I have to make a real commitment here. A lifelong commitment. Otherwise, I really am a mean, heartless child. All these mothers gave me life. They gave me everything. So much kindness. So if these previous verses have touched our heart, then there naturally comes the wish, okay, everything else that I'm thinking of doing in my life pales into insignificance compared to dedicating myself to living the Bodhisattva's way of life by practicing the six perfections. Just what I want to do. I want to do that. It's not that I feel I ought to. I want. I so deeply want, because I see that is the way in which I can help my mothers. If there are many sick people and we don't know how to heal them, maybe we need to train in medicine, and we can't do much to help them while we're training. But if we don't train in medicine, we can't help them. All these mother sentient beings who are drowning in their own samsaras, I can't help them unless I train in the Bodhisattva's way of life. Shantideva calls them the trainings, the six perfections. They are the trainings. Perfections means, Parabrahmajimpa means something that helps us transcend the ordinary. There are transcending and transcendent perfections. By training in the six perfections, I am transcending, leaving the ordinary. I'm becoming an extraordinary person. Finally, I will become a Buddha. Perfection means like that. Paramita. So the word perfection, English word perfection, doesn't carry it at all. If we look to the Sanskrit or the Tibetan, we can see what it means. To carry us to transcend, go beyond the ordinary. Yeah, I need to do that. There's no ordinary being anywhere who can help all living beings, who can free them from suffering. Impossible.